Please accept my apologies for the delayed publication of this podcast for some people. The servers all locked me out at 5 o'clock this morning. Good morning, Chelvest and Caldergott and Chelston Rise. It's Thursday, the 23rd of April, and St. George's Day. So the flagpoles of Caldergott will certainly be fluttering today. Which actually raises an interesting question, and a long-standing one at that. Should this village have a parish flagpole? And if so, where should it be sited? The parish council has always stepped back from the idea of a parish flagpole, as it will be your money being spent on erecting and maintaining it. And surely this isn't necessary expenditure. At least that was always the argument. However, with our newfound sense of community pride, is it now time for a change? Should we have a village flagpole? And if so, well, where do we put it? Should it be the War Memorial, the village hall, elsewhere? Let's hear your views. Now, today is so much more than St. George's Day. It's the 149th anniversary of the birth of Miss Mary Helen Simpson, MBE, of Chelveston. Miss Simpson, and no one dared use her first name, was not born in the village. She was born in Tunbridge Wells. She spent her first few years in Urchester and then Higham Ferrers, but eventually her family settled in Church House on Caldecott Road, where the Momersteagues live now. Her father, William Simpson, was educated at Uppingham School and St. John's, Cambridge. He became the clerk of Higham Town Council, a parish councillor in our own village, as well as Justice of the Peace. And he was later awarded a CBE, Commander of the Order of the British Empire. However, no one remembers her father. It was Miss Simpson, MBE, of Chelveston, that was the standout character of the household. Like many before her and since, she came to the village a stranger, she stayed longer than she intended, and she died here, knowing that she'd found home. She was fiercely proud of our village and insisted that her name and the village always went together. She was Miss Simpson of Chelveston, MBE, full stop. She died in 1947, so I rang H to see if he remembered her. Oh yes, he certainly did. She was a formidable woman. She strode around the village in a trilby hat, a collar and tie, and plus fours. She was always smoking a cigarette in a long cigarette holder. No one messed with Miss Simpson. She was a legend. And at the time, no one was actually sure which side she batted for. But who cared? She got things done. She was an accomplished horsewoman, learning to ride a horse, not a pony, as a very young girl. She was an accomplished tennis and hockey player who went on to represent her county. She was captain of the Invincible Ladies hockey team in Higham Ferrers. She championed the repairs of St. Mary's Church in Higham Ferrers and of St. John's in Chelveston. She taught in the Sunday school, sang in the choir, and served on the parochial church council for nearly 50 years. She was certainly a local celebrity, but the First World War brought her skills into sharp relief at a national level. She volunteered for war work and was assigned to the Land Army. She was a regional organiser and was part of the foundation of Women's Institutes in 1915. She was awarded an MBE for her war work in 1919, but didn't rest on her laurels. She pushed hard to ensure that the Women's Institutes became embedded as a democratic force for women and for self-sufficiency in our countryside, and she devoted her life to the movement at a local and national level. She was the founding president of her own Chelveston come Caldecott WI. Indeed, they met in her barn at Church House for many years until she died. Now, after her death, numbers dwindled, and at one point the national movement wondered whether our branch should be closed. There was a national outcry. You cannot close Miss Simpson's branch. An appeal to the national president, Lady Denman, resulted in a clear verdict. Miss Simpson's WI should never be dissolved. So our WI survives to this day, now meeting in the village hall. They are there at every civic function and every annual parish meeting, and they have a permanent position on the trustees of the Folger Trust, because Christine Folger was one of the longest serving presidents. Now I bet that most of you will not have heard of Mary Simpson, MBE, before today, but I hope you'll now see that she was one of the founders of this village's tradition of public service. She was well ahead of her time, a one-woman storm, and all this in the sleepy parish then called Chelston-cum-Corkwood. So when you next go into the churchyard, her grave is the prominent Celtic cross on the left as you enter. Please give a moment's thought to the 50 years service she gave us. We owe her a lot. Thank you.